Greetings everyone on Audio Boom. This is Emily from Fashionista, and long time no see. I apologise for that. As I'm sure many of you know, I am currently in the midst of my degree. Well, I'm in the final stages of it, and I've not really been able to record as many boos as I would like. I will start trying to get back on top of them though. But the reason for my boo today is that I'm recording a number of different boos for my Audio Boom channel, as well as the Fashionability channel, because this week, well today actually, I went to the Cinderella exhibition in London in Leicester Square, which is a free exhibition that's running at the moment, and it is basically hosting all of the different outfits, the costume, some of the props from the live action film of Cinderella that's come out recently. And I went down there to cover it and to see what it had in store. And I have filmed a vlog, and I'm going to be doing a blog post on my blog of basically the exhibition, what it was like, the day, and also I went to have afternoon tea. So the first part of the Audio Boom session for tonight, I'm going to be recording basically a narration of what's going on in part of the vlog where you can hear music, because I have had to mute parts of it and put music in it because it was very noisy in there, naturally with young children in there, and I just wanted it to sound quite professional, but I didn't want to leave you guys out, so hence why I'm going to record what is happening in the YouTube video as you will hear the music, so you don't think I can just hear music, I don't know what's going on. So basically this is an accompaniment to that, and if you're going to be watching the YouTube video, which I will point you to, I will link it in the down bar, then you will basically know what's going on. So I'm going to get started. So the first shot that you will see, well not see, see is the operative word, but you know, the first shot that is on the video when the music comes on is a shot of a wall as I walk down it, and it has the words in white lettering, Cinderella, and I basically walk down and you see the words across the wall as I walk down. The second shot is of a prop, and it is the Cinderella storybook, and you see me pan to a photograph. And then the next shot is a series of photographs on the wall of the first part of the gallery of the 50s film production of Cinderella, so drawings, sketches, a TV with the old Cinderella film in it, some clips from that. And then the next shot will be of a few of the different costumes you will see in the Cinderella film. So the first two costumes that you see are of the ugly ugly stepsisters. So there is the yellow dress you will see and the pink dress, and they are basically like 1930s style dresses, and they're both floral print, but one of them is in yellow and one of them is in pink. So that is the first ensemble of outfits you will see. The next shot shows the evil stepmother, played by Kate Blanchett, and it shows her dress that she wore. They're all modelled by mannequins, by the way, if you're wondering. It's not actually the real stars there, because that would have been amazing, but of course it wasn't. And then you see a shot of the little white mice, and they're in this little glass cabinet, the little models of them, and they are absolutely adorable. The next shot you will then see is a shot of Cinderella's first day dress that she wears. It's blue, and it's quite plain, and it's basically her domestic dress that she wears when she is a servant and has to slave away to her stepmother and stepsisters. The next shot will be of the outfit that Cinderella makes when she thinks she's going to go to the ball, and then her stepsisters trash it. And then it will be a shot of the dress that the fairy godmother wears when she is pretending to be old and crotchety, and it's basically a greyish number. And you basically see that. Then there is a shot of some pumpkins that are just stacked around the room that we were in. The next shot is of a blurred out of focus shot of the dress of the godmother when she becomes all glamorous. It's a white dress and it's very big. I'm going to do, by the way, a separate Audio Boom on Fashionability about some of the outfits on there, so if you're wondering, well, what do these outfits look like, there will be details of what they look like, so don't worry about it. I'm just doing a generic boo to tell you what the narration part of it is, and then it will come into focus and you will see all the sparklies on it. Ah, lovely sparklies. So the next shot after that you will see is a shot of the archway as you walk through the pumpkin, and you come out off the other side and you find yourself with the golden carriage, which was absolutely stunning. It was so ornate and well done, and it's all lit up with like loads of LED purple coloured lights. It was so beautiful. It was absolutely crazily beautiful. The next shot after that that you will see is a wider shot of the golden carriage as I came through the other side, and again illuminated by lights. Then we're in the ballroom, so you see a massive shot of what the room looks like. It's very big. It's got black and white squared flooring. It's got gold detailing on the walls. It has very rich turquoise curtains, and it's got loads of lights in candelabras. And in the centre, you see all the outfits, the top ballroom outfits. So there's the one by the Archduke, there's the ones by the servants and the courtiers, there's some of the ones by the nobles, there's of course the outfits by the evil stepmother and the ones that the evil stepsisters wear. There's then the outfit that Cinderella and the prince wears, which was absolutely stunning. And you basically, I give you some different camera shots of all of those as I go through. But the one of Cinderella's dress, I basically defocus it so you can just see the faint sparkles, and then I focus it back in again so you can see more of the detail. That's a camera effect that some people, photographers, choose to do, so that's what I did. And then after that you will basically see a shot of the glass slipper. Ah, it was beautiful, I can tell you that now. There's a few more outfit shots, and then there's a short shot, a clip of the TV as it plays the trailer of Cinderella. So I just thought I'd cut a bit from that to show you the end product of what these fabulous props and costumes made. Then there is a shot as I go along the wall, and I show you some of the pictures of the actors, and it gives you sketches done by the costume designer. It gives you a little piece of information about why they chose to do it and what the colours represent. In the stepmother's case, green represents her envy of Cinderella because she is young and beautiful, and alas, the evil stepmother is not. And then we come to a shot of the bit where there's some jewellery, and it's some gold jewellery that the stepmother wears at the end of the film. And then, excuse me, my dad's blowing his nose. And then we come to a shot of myself trying on a virtual glass slipper. It was not the real one, alas, but basically it was a virtual image of it, so it looked like I was wearing it. And then we finally come to the last image of this part of the vlog, where you see the beautiful glass slipper, and I do defocus it again, and I bring it back into focus in all of its glory. So that was absolutely amazing, and I do say so myself, that was a pretty nifty shot. I'm pretty happy with that one. And then there were a few other muted shots that I did, but they were from a separate part of the vlog. It was of when I was having afternoon tea, and all they basically are of close-up images of the cakes and the goodies that I was eating on my plate. And there's also a silent shot of me drinking a cup of tea and smiling at the camera. So that's basically an overview of everything I was doing in the vlog when it goes silent, just so you guys are aware of what's going on and you don't feel left out, because I tried to narrate it in the vlog, but the vlog had to be cut quite quickly, so I wasn't able to narrate everything as effectively. So that's basically why, if you're not too sure why I didn't put it in the vlog, that's basically why I've done it here, like here and now. So the next couple of booths I'm going to do on my personal boo channel, I'm going to talk a little bit about the exhibition. I'm also going to do a little mini review of the afternoon tea that I had, but I'm mainly going to be talking about the Cinderella exhibition on Fashionability. And if you guys don't know, Fashionability is a channel that I co-found with Laura Legendary here on Audio Boom, who is known as Elegant Insights. I will put the information in the description. And basically, it's going to be about all of the things in the exhibition. It's going to talk about the outfits, the different stages of the exhibition, the different looks that we'll put together, and I'm going to be talking about that and covering it, so that's where you'll be able to find more information about what was going on and such and such. And there'll also be a blog going up as well on my personal blog. I'll link it down below again. And finally, of course, there's also going to be the actual vlog. It's not up yet, but I thought I would do this in advance before I put the vlog up, just so people can know what's going on and they're not waiting for me to audio describe it. So that's basically why, if you're wondering. So thank you so much for listening today, guys. Really hope you enjoyed it, and I will see you in my next one. Goodbye.